Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, home of the best local news. This is Jesse Steele for October 13th, 2021. Well, today was a historic day for us nerds because the great William Shatner, that's right, Captain James Tiberius Kirk himself, went into space. That is correct. He boldly went where no 90-year-old has gone before. That's right, William Shatner holds the record for the oldest person to ever go into space, as well as the coolest person to ever go into space, right behind Buzz Aldrin. Years and years after the first moon landing, a conspiracy theorist came up to Buzz Aldrin and accused the moon landing of being fake. Buzz punched him in the face. Look it up. Anyway, back to Shatner. Shatner wrote this on Twitter. "I do not know what I may appear to the world, but to myself, I seem to have been only like a boy playing on the seashore, diverting myself in now and then, finding a smoother pebble or a prettier shell than ordinary, whilst the great ocean of truth lay all undiscovered before me." I have no idea what he's talking about there, but the guy did beat poetry to Elton John's Rocket Man, so we'll just let him do what he's going to do. One really great article I read from CNN, I will read a portion of it here. "It's really a testament to the human imagination and the power of science fiction and the stories it tells us about a hopeful human future." That came from Adam Frank, a professor of physics and astronomy at the University of Rochester, New York. Frank went on to suggest that Shatner, an actor best known for his portrayal of James T. Kirk on Star Trek, served today as a symbol for humanity's extraterrestrial hopes and dreams. "Who is William Shatner?" Frank asked. "He's just an actor. But James T. Kirk, he is a part of our imagination about a vibrant human future that includes space. So I think that's really the importance of James Kirk being in space today." William Shatner flew on Jeff Bezos from Amazon's Blue Origin. The Blue Origin flight sent the capsule soaring 347,539 feet above ground level at its highest point, or apogee, according to a tweet from Blue Origin's official Twitter account. The booster reached an apogee of 347,160 feet, the company added. The office launch time was 10:49 a.m. Eastern, and that capsule landed at 10:59 a.m. Eastern time, Blue Origin said. The mission was 10 minutes and 17 seconds with a max velocity of 2,235 miles per hour. Today's flight was the 19th consecutive successful crew capsule landing. Every flight in the program, including a pad escape test in 2012, has been successful, the company said. There were multiple holds before liftoff, and each hold made William Shatner more nervous, he told Blue Origin founder Jeff Bezos on the company's live stream of the spaceflight. "I'm thinking I'm a little nervous here. Another delay? I'm a little more nervous," he said. The simulation experiences to prepare the crew before their space flight doesn't capture the real experience, Shatner said. The force he felt during his actual flight was still unexpected. "Am I going to be able to survive the G-forces? Am I going to survive it? Then I think, good Lord, just getting up the bloody gantry. Oh my God, what an experience," he said. Oh, James Kirk. Anyway, on to some local news. I just thought that was incredibly interesting. So, the big news for today is, like yesterday, sad news. Today marks 3 years since Carly Gousset's disappearance. On October 13th, 2018, Carly Lane Gousset was last seen in the early hours of the morning in White Mountain Estates in Chalfont, California, walking towards Highway 6. Today, October 13th, 2021, marks exactly 3 years since that day. Carly's family reported her missing on the morning of October 13th, 2018. The last time they had seen her was the pre-dawn hours of the same day at their residence in the White Mountain Estates, and she left sometime in the early morning wearing gray sweatpants or jeans, a white t-shirt, and Vans brand shoes with no other personal belongings. Witnesses saw Carly walking south about 30 yards east of Highway 6 and 100 yards south of Sierra View Road that morning. The area where she was last seen has been thoroughly searched and investigated, but no evidence has been found, and she has not contacted any family or friends since that time. When Carly went missing, she was 16 years old and turned 19 on May 13, 2021. At the time of her disappearance, her physical description was as follows: blue eyes, dark blonde hair, a height of 5'7", and a weight of 110 pounds, and had her left nostril pierced. As of today, the FBI is offering $5,000 reward, and the family is offering $17,500 reward for the safe return of Carly Gusset. Since her disappearance, the Mono County Sheriff has been continuing to investigate the case and appeal to the public for any information they may have. If you've seen Carly or you have any information whatsoever on her whereabouts, please call the Mono County Sheriff's Office at 760-932-7549, option 7, or email at carlygussettips@monosheriff.org. Or you can send in tips anonymously to tips@officialbringcarlyhome.com or through the official Bring Carly Home website or at tips.fbi.gov. In addition, there are social media accounts run by the family dedicated to bringing Carly home safe. There's a Facebook group, a Facebook page, Instagram, and Twitter. Eastern Sierra Now sends out our heartfelt condolences to the family and friends of Carly Lynn Gusset and will continue to spread her story and message in hopes that one day we can find her and finally bring Carly home. That story was written by Ella Boehm. Thank you for that, Ella. So, in a shitty story... I absolutely had to say that. Lake Mary Road closed to truck rollover. Yesterday at 5 p.m., October 12th, Mammoth Lakes Police posted an update on Instagram informing the public that Lake Mary Road in Mammoth Lakes is currently closed in both directions at the tunnel. Why, you ask? Well, the road closure is due to a septic truck that rolled onto its side. The driver of the truck was taken to Mammoth Hospital with unknown injuries. Yesterday, there was a detour at Old Mammoth Road where a pilot car was operating to take people back and forth where they need to go to bypass the situation. Mammoth Lakes Police thanks everyone for their patience yesterday as they worked along with multiple agencies to ensure the accident got cleaned up. As of 10:30 a.m. today, October 13th, Lake Mary Road reopened for regular traffic, thanks to the local first responders and cleanup crew. Remember, as we head into the winter season, icy roads are common and frequent in Mono County. Everyone should take caution when traveling on icy or snowy roads, especially if you're not experienced in driving in winter conditions. Before traveling, check the Caltrans Highway Information Network to make sure your route is open and safe for travel. The link to that is here on EasternSierraNow.com. If you're not a local in snow country, make sure you have the following before you travel. Working brakes, windshield wipers, defroster, heater, and exhaust system, an updated map of your area of travel, water, food, blankets, and extra clothing, an ice scraper or other form of de-icer, chains, tires that are fully inflated and in good condition, antifreeze, concentrated windshield washer fluid to prevent an icy windshield, and a full gas tank. When traveling on icy roads, remember to be observant, drive slow, and keep your windshield and windows clear. Give snow plows a wide berth. I'll have to tell you a story about that in a second. They need room to work. Keep back from salt brine, sand, or cinder spreading trucks, and generally use extreme caution when passing snow removal equipment. If you happen to stall, stay with your vehicle and conserve fuel and warmth while being wary of breathing in too much exhaust and monoxide. Drive safe this winter season, and lots of thanks to our local first responders and road maintenance crews. And that story was by Ella Boehm as well. Thank you for that, Ella. Quick story. In high school, I decided to take my Honda Civic up to the mountain, and it was Bluebird Day when I got there. Got a snowboard, got together, and then a massive storm came in. So a friend of mine and I decided, okay, we better leave. This sucks, but we're in a Honda Civic. So on the way down the mountain, one of those nice little turns, like heading towards Woolley Tube Park, my car decided to slide out from underneath me, even though I was only doing 5 miles an hour. And of course, coming up the road, a snowplow. We drove right into the blade of the snowplow at an angle that it cut my car almost completely in half. Luckily, my friend and myself both leaned to the sides and weren't hit by the blade, but we both had some pretty decent whiplash, and it was a good time. Not? So anyway, pay attention to those tips I just gave you, and if you see something like that, maybe just pull over and let them get by you. You're not going to win. All right. Let's see what else we got here. Couple bits of artistic information here from the Inyo Council for the Arts. We have Saturday, October 16th at 7 p.m. at Saracoso College in Mammoth Lakes. Rebecca Hong, Brian Schultz of the Felici Piano Trio, joined forces with Teresa Stanislav on violin and Rob Brophy on viola in performing string quartets by Schubert and Edvard Grieg. For those unable to attend the concert, there will be a live stream feed at twitch.tv/themammothchannel. That's Dan McConnell's channel. You can find him in multiple different places or look for the link on easternsierranow.com. There is also an encore performance of this on October 17th at 4 p.m. at the Saracoso College in Bishop. This one will not be live streamed. Tickets are available for the Felici Trio online at chambermusicunbound.org. Please note the college requires masks, and the box office team will ask verbal confirmation at the door that concertgoers are fully vaccinated and free of COVID symptoms. So get up there and check that out. I have had the pleasure of witnessing them play multiple times, and it is well worth it, even if it is just live streamed. And speaking of Inyo Council for the Arts, their holiday gallery show is going up soon. So Inyo artists are encouraged to bring in their art. It's that time of year once again. The ICA Holiday Gallery Show is going up soon. Inyo artists are encouraged to bring in their art to participate in the show. Gallery hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Masks are required at all times. We ask that you please maintain a physical distance of at least 6 feet while in the building. For more information, please call 760-873-8014 or email Inyo Council for the Arts at info@inyo.org. All right, last up here, we have a little sports news. The Bronco tennis team defeated Rosamond on Tuesday, October 12th. Final score, 6-3. The singles scored 4 points for the team. Senior Karina Jackson won her first league singles match, 6-2 and 6-2. Karina's serve has really improved, and that helped her a lot today, said Coach Cummings. Ava Arceo also won her first singles match, 2-6, then won her tiebreak, 10-5. Olivia Ellis easily won, 6-1 and 6-2. Also easily winning was Dominique Osland, 6-1, 6-1. Emma Thornburg brought her first set to a tie break, losing 7-4, then dropped her second set 3-6. Jimena Cervantes played the number one from Rosamond, also forcing a tie break for the third set. Her scores, 2-6, 6-2, and a tie break loss of 9-11. In doubles tennis, Leslie Mina and Laurel McElroy won in straight sets, 6-0, 6-1, as did the team of Olivia Ellis and Dominique Osland, 6-2, 6-0. Leslie and Laurel just click as partners on the court, said Cummings. They communicate well and seem to have a great time playing together. The team of Emma Thornburg and Jimena Cervantes lost their first set 2-6 and their second set 5-7. This Bronco team always pulls together, said Cummings. So far, they've not lost a match. Desert was unable to make the trip to Bishop, but the Broncos will go there Tuesday, October 19th. The Broncos will also compete against Kern Valley Thursday at home. The match starts at 1 p.m. If you'd like to see the Bronco tennis schedule, head over to easternsierranow.com. Well, that does it for the news today. Remember, as the weather starts to get colder, check out themammothbrand.com. I personally have 3 or 4 of their sweatshirts and beanies and t-shirts, and they are wonderful. Soft, warm, amazing. Absolutely the kind of stuff I like to wear because I'm fancy like that. The Mammoth brand has some great stuff and you need to check it out. It's not just your typical, oh, look, Mammoth Lakes, I have a sweatshirt. I mean, it is really well printed. Some of it is actually embroidered. Really, really good stuff. So you need to check that out. TheMammothBrand.com. Get you some gear. All right, this has been Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now for October 13th, 2021.